Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer Radio Show, brought to you by Tractor Supply, where we give away more chicken coops and chicken-related prizes than anyone else on the planet. We are often imitated, but never duplicated. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens, and national spokesperson for the USDA Biosecurity for Birds program. Today is Tuesday, August 20th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Each week, we welcome experts in their field to share their knowledge about different topics, including backyard poultry, show poultry, heritage poultry, gardening, cooking, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Be sure to visit our website. It's brand spanking new, updated, and new, chickenwhisperer.com, where you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. Once again, I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Tractor Supply.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com, or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
And you can find all the great Ware products here.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com. Introducing the Chicken Fountain, a new way to water your flock. The Chicken Fountain will change your life and keep your chickens healthier by providing clean, fresh water every time. No more daily cleaning of dirty chicken waterers. This semi-sealed system keeps every drop of water fresh and clean. Proudly made in the USA, the Chicken Fountain will provide your flock with fresh, clean water for years to come. To order your Chicken Fountain, visit chickenfountain.com. That's chickenfountain.com. When you need an incubator, think Brensey, the incubation specialist. Brensey has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. visit them online at Brinsea.com. Brinsea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brinsea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brinsea. Technology you can trust.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We've had some great shows this week, and today is no exception. We've got the folks from Purple Lotus Essential Oils going to be here. How cool is that? Yep, essential oils, and really all about back to school and how you can utilize essential oils dealing with back to school as the kids get back on the school bus and head back to school. How awesome is that? Speaking of school, I'd like to send a shout out to all the homeschoolers that listen to the show every single day and incorporate the show into their daily curriculum. Thank you very much. We love you. While I'm sending shout outs, all the over the road truck drivers we hear from, thanks for listening to the podcast 24/7. Keep the rubber on the road. All of our live listeners, all of our archive listeners, there's thousands of you, upwards of 25,000. Love you all, every single one of you. And then, of course, all the feeding steeds across the country that stream this radio show live to their listeners every single day. Thank you very much. Hope business is doing well. Maybe I'll see you on the next Chicken Whisperer tour and book signing. All righty, very cool. So, yeah, we've had a great lineup so far. Yesterday we had Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown. Great show yesterday. Today, all about essential oils. Tomorrow, Garden Wise, living with Arlena. I'm sure she'll have an awesome topic and let you all know what awesome wine she happens to be partaking in for tomorrow's show, Pop the Bubbly, as she'll say. And then this Thursday, we've got a great show with Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine. And if you'll give me just a second, I believe I know what the topic's going to be, but I'm just going to let you know right now. As soon as this pops up, let's see. Here we go. Yep. Sprouted grain fodder for livestock, including chickens. That is tomorrow, Thursday. Sprouted grain fodder for livestock, including chickens. Man, look at this lineup we have with Richard Frudenberger. He comes on the second and fourth Thursday of every month. Next, we have Choosing the Right Chainsaw for all of us homesteaders that are out there have to yank on that cord about 60,000 times to get chainsaw started. But that's a great topic for our homestead listeners. And then we've got Making Mead, Honey Wine at Home. Making Mead is a topic coming up with Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine. And then Stocking Up the Living 3-Month Pantry. Now, that's interesting. Now, what kind of curveballs are you throwing us there? Stocking Up, parentheses, the Living 3-Month Pantry. Does that mean we need to have about 3 months of food in our garden, in our lawn, around the house, fruit trees, shrub? I don't know. I'm not sure what that's all about, but nonetheless, very interesting topics with Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine, the original Mother Earth magazine crew. Yep, I bet you didn't know that. Yep, the Back Home Magazine, Richard Frudenberger and his crew over there, the original Mother Earth news crew before they broke off and went over to Back Home Magazine. So I love their magazine. It is awesome. You ought to look at subscribing. It's a great value. I think it's around $21 or something, $21, $22, a year's long worth of awesome material. You gotta love it. So, great show lined up for today. A brand new show, very popular show, all about essential oils. We've covered insect control with essential oils. We've talked about bug spray, putting it on our bodies and using it around the house. We've talked about using essential oils in laundry detergent, cleaning supplies, all kinds of great things that you can use essential oil. In fact, Peter Brown often talks about using essential oils. The oil of oregano, with the treatment of chickens and how he's having amazing success with that, especially with a huge commercial flock of turkeys currently, and having absolutely no worries. So gotta love that. And so, yeah, hope you can tune in all week. This week, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Great shows for you. And visit our new website, chickenwhisperer.com, and brand spanking new. All righty, let's get over here to the phone lines, and we'll go straight to the switchboard. And we are just let's give a huge welcome to Tracy with Purple Lotus. Gotta love it. All right, Tracy, hey, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. This is my favorite part of my month. I look forward to this all month.
I know, it's awesome. I'm looking forward to it, and appreciate the picture you sent over. Always looking for that updated picture of our host that we can add to our website to join the crew and put on our listening calendar. So whenever you snap one, you know, maybe at the beach before the end of the summer, you know, gets here, you know, just snap one there, suntanning on the towel, hanging out, you know, that's fine. We'll put that on our website as our guest at Purple Lotus Oils. But, yeah, we've been looking forward to it. It ends up being a really hot show, and because of all the awesome uses, a lot of us just may not think about with the essential oil. So today's topic, and it is, I guess, time-sensitive, it is related back to school, using essential oils with back to school. So I guess we're going to learn how to put essential oils used to that, maybe that stinky locker room, or the how we can add essential oils to our peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Or,
you would go to stink first. Here, I was thinking of all these inspiring scents to help us test better and everything, but you would go right to stink.
Smelly socks in the gym bag, and
exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly. You know, hey, you know, the time in the locker rooms through high school, you know, and yeah, that's just a guy for you thinking of how we can use essential oils to spruce things up a little bit around the locker room. So, but no, that's cool. So hopefully all of our listeners have their Chicken Whisperer notebooks out, the spiral notebooks, and with that pen or pencil to take lots and lots and lots of notes. And again, folks, if you missed any of the previous shows with Tracy, they are all archived. I think this is show 851, and I'm telling you, all 851 are archived. So just look back. She's been coming on for about 3 months now. You can go back and find those shows where she was on and get that great information about the laundry detergent, the insect control, the bug control, the whole nine yards. So,
and I do have a list with the link to the shows that I was on my Facebook page. So that's www.facebook.com/purplelotusoils. So they can always go there and get a quick link to all those shows.
Yeah, instead of having to search through all 850 episodes, not sure exactly when it was, that's a great idea. There you go, folks. Gotta love it.
So let me do a brief introduction in case this is someone's first time listening to one of my shows. We've talked about essential oils. What they are is from the bark, stem, roots, leaves, flowers, whatever part of the plant they come from. They are the defense mechanism of the plant. They are the very essence of the plant. So that's where the essential part comes from, essential oils. So there's a certain way that they are extracted. It's usually a process called distillation. And what they are is they're, again, a very potent, pure essence of the plant. Now, when I talk about essential oils, I'm trying to talk generally. So any essential oils you have, you know, you can use for these things. However, I always want to caution people that it is legal in this country to sell essential oils that have been diluted down to about 3% essential oils. Not saying that's bad. It's just that's how it's legal to sell them right now. So when you buy a bottle of vanilla extract, you understand it's not 100% vanilla in there. So when you buy a bottle of essential oils at your grocery store, you have to understand it may not be 100% essential oils in there. A lot of times they are diluted down with chemicals. Other times they're diluted down with perfectly wonderful things like almond oil. But, you know, if you have a tree nut allergy, then that becomes a problem. So doing a little research on some different brands, the one I found to work best for me and my family, it's 100% pure essential oils grown organically without any chemicals, all that other stuff. The brand that I prefer is doTERRA. So although I'll be talking kind of, I try to talk as vaguely as possible as I can about those, I will be talking about some blends that are specific to doTERRA just because, man, you can't replace those blends because they do such a better job putting some of these together than I ever could. So, So yes, back to school. I have to say this is the first time in 9.5 years that I haven't had a child in my house all day.
Wow.
So this is, yes, it's very fun for me. So I'm getting lots of stuff done. But there was obviously lots of stuff to do to get ready for school. So the night before school, obviously the night before the first day of school or the night before any day of school, whether it be a test day or anything, sometimes there's a little anxiety with kids. And they can have a little trouble falling asleep. They can give them nightmares. I know we always talk about lavender. I always tell people, if you're in doubt, use lavender. It's the Swiss Army knives of essential oils. So some lavender, you know, you can put it on a cotton pad, one of those little cotton rounds that women use to take off their makeup, or even a cotton ball and put it in their room, or a diffuser if you have it, or you can even apply it. Again, when you're using pure oils like this with children, you always want to dilute it with a carrier oil. What a carrier oil is it's any vegetable-based oil. So a coconut oil, we mentioned, or plant-based oil, I should say. Coconut oil, almond oil, grapeseed oil, olive oil. I mean, everybody usually has olive oil in their house. So that you just put a little bit in your hand, maybe about a teaspoon, tablespoon type thing, and then I just put a drop of the oil in that, rub my hands together, and then apply it wherever I want to apply it on my child. So lavender is a wonderful thing to help them fall asleep. A lot of families like to use one of the doTERRA blends is called Balance. And it's a blend that has some spruce and tansy and rosewood and frankincense in it. And it's called a grounding blend. And I know a lot of people have some success when they use that on their children before they go to bed, just to kind of help keep them at an even keel, I would say.
Let me ask you this. Just, you know, I have questions when you're talking to throw them out because we may have listeners that have the same question. So you've got, because I've got children, so to help them relax a little bit, going to bed, you know, a little bit, you know, stress out from an exciting day of whatever, the next day, a little first day of school, big test, big quiz, then you like the lavender and you're going to dilute that a little bit. Like you said, place a drop down into some, say, extra virgin olive oil you may have there, some organic olive oil you may have there to keep the organic theme going. And then would you place that, and I'm going back thinking when I had, we're not talking about treating illness right now, but my mom would always put that Vicks vapor up on my chest and smell it all night, things like that. So are you, you know, maybe around the ear because it's still kind of close to our nostrils or, you know, a strip down around the Adam's apple or just you want it, I guess, close enough so they're, so they can, you know, they'll be able to smell that that will then, of course, comfort them or soothe them a little bit. But what
you
about,
can put it, you can put it anywhere.
Okay,
and that's something that always, that's something that always surprises people, that they'll say, you know, a lot of times we talk about applying them to the feet, the bottoms of the feet, and people will say, well, how can I put something on the bottom of my feet and have it help my headache? The reason a lot of times we choose the bottom of the feet is, one, because if you believe that there's kind of reflexology points in the feet, I'll be honest, I don't know that I do, but it can't hurt. The second reason would be because it has, your feet has the largest pores in your body. So those oils, because remember, anything we put on our skin gets in our body. That's how transdermal patches work. That's why, you know what I mean? So anything you put, if you wouldn't put it in your mouth, you really shouldn't put it on your skin. That includes any lotions, makeups, hairsprays, those kind of things, which
now
is another reason.
If the, let's see, my question here. But with this particular goal we've got right now, with this first example, is it, are we wanting the effects of it absorbing, or do we want the effects of the inhalation and the scent, which makes it soothing, obviously doing something with the receptors of our brain? And if it's scent versus, hey, getting absorbed and having some type of, I don't know, chemical reaction in our body to cool it, calm us down, what about having, I'm just going back in time because you don't see many around anymore, but back in the late 80s, early 90s, they were so popular, people would make these little ceramic potpourri dishes and they would put a candle under it and it would get warm and over the room and sometimes you could put oil in it. So I know you know what I'm talking about, some type of little, some you could buy at the drugstore, you plug in, some were homemade, you put over a little tea candle. But either that or maybe put some drops in one of a humidifier and have and turn that on and have the room kind of circulated with the essential oils. I may be jumping the gun here, but
no, you're right on target.
The same effects, whether it's on the skin or maybe next to the bed in a delivery system, we'll call it.
Well, let me go back to the feet thing. Or like you said, you can put it on the chest, on the back. You know, a lot of times we talk about trusting your instincts with the oils. And a lot of times your child will have an opinion about where they want it. And if they specifically want it in one place, it's probably because they need it for some reason in that place. So, again, it always kind of tickles me that people say, well, I don't understand why putting this on my feet is going to help my stomach or whatever. But they don't question when they take an Advil that it's going to help their headache. You know what I mean? It's like it gets in your system.
Yeah.
It gets in your bloodstream. So the effects of a lot of the essential oils, there's three routes of administration with a good quality grade essential oil like doTERRA. So there's topical, which is anywhere on your body. There's aromatic, which is anywhere in the air. And then internal, which, again, you have to check whatever brand you're using. It should have supplementation facts on the side, you know, kind of the little nutrition box thing that talks about a serving size and blah, blah, blah. That means it's safe to ingest. So if an oil is able to be ingested, doTERRA oils are able to be ingested. So when we talk about do you want it to get in your system through your nose or your body, yes and yes. So think about the oils as tiny little molecules. So if you can smell those molecules, they're getting in your body. And that's the same as if you're using toxic cleansers in your house. If you can smell those toxins are getting into your body, whether you like it or not. So it has an effect, obviously, of getting into your body either way. Sometimes it is. There's lots of studies, and I'm going to talk about a couple of those in a little bit, that show that the scent area of your brain is linked to mental performance. And other mental processes. So smelling those oils can be important that way to stimulate certain areas of your brain. And, of course, you always smell
it. So that's why all great ideas come from when you're sitting in a restaurant around the table on a cocktail napkin. All great ideas come from that scenario because of all the great aromas of the wine and the pasta. And
I don't know if I ever have any great ideas, Andy. All I know about restaurants is if I want the food to come, I need to get up and use the bathroom because that's when the food comes. Always when I leave. So
perfect. I've noticed that as well. You know, you get up, go wash, whatever, and they come back. There's my food's here. So if you're waiting a long time, you're like, where is the food? Okay, go ahead.
So about getting the oils in the air, you mentioned a couple examples, and those are examples that people generally think of, but those aren't good ways to get them in the air, and I'm going to tell you why. The first is the thing you were mentioning about the heat diffuser. Again, usually those things that melt wax and put them in the air, those are toxic. So, again, you shouldn't probably use those in your home if you're concerned about poison getting into your system and your kid's system. But the thing is, since these are, I mean, essentially, again, the essence of a living plant, they have a point at which heat will start to break them down. So, and it's different for different oils. Citrus oils have a different level than some of the woodsy, herby oils. And you can look those up, but I will guarantee you that a flame is hotter than all of those. So by heating up the oils, what you're going to do is actually break down their beneficial compounds. You may get some of the aroma, just like you would if you were lighting something with a match. You know, a piece of paper is burned up, but then that piece of paper is no good anymore. So you don't want to use flame to diffuse your essential oil scent. The humidifier is starting to get to the right idea. The issue I have with the humidifier is when you're using high-grade essential oils, a lot of times they have the benefit of breaking down petrochemicals. So when you're using them for issues of detoxing, and it's great because they can remove those petrochemicals from your body. However, if you're using them in your plastic humidifier, they can actually break down some of the tubes, cause some damage to the gaskets, those kind of things.
Wow.
So you need to use, there are special things called diffusers. And there are water-based ones, there's air-based ones, and those are ways that are safe and effectively to get them into the air. You can buy these little ultrasonic mister diffusers, and it looks like a little humidifier, and they just vibrate so tinily that they break up water and the essential oils into tiny little molecules that can then be suspended in the air, and you can get those for as low as $20-$25.
Cool.
Obviously, they have expensive ones that are $100, too, so just kind of based on your need, but I always tell people, you know what, if you don't have a diffuser, the basic thing is, again, to take those cotton balls or those cotton pads, put a couple drops on that and clothespin it to the back of a fan. Boom. There you go. You're getting them in the air somewhat.
Okay. Awesome. Great tips.
So, okay. So back to school. So you get your kid to sleep perfectly. They wake up in the morning. They've been sleeping in all summer. They don't want to get up. You got to get them up and energized. So there are energizing scents. Any of the citrus scents are really energizing. Peppermint is another one. So, and I love actually mixing wild orange and peppermint together. It doesn't seem like it would work, but it does. It works so well. So
peppermint,
that's a good
what?
Way. Peppermint and orange, or any okay. citrus, really. But that's just my personal favorite. So get them up and moving in the morning. Going off to school. For those who send their kids to school, and I know a lot of your listeners, like you mentioned, are homeschoolers, and so they don't have this issue. But for a lot of us who do send our kids to school, did you know, and I know your kids aren't old enough to be going yet, did you know that you literally can't even send them with cough drops anymore? Because that's considered
it's absolutely crazy. I know.
Medicine, yeah. So if your kid has issues with ADHD, if they've got a rash or anything, not only can you not send them with anything to help them, if you do, you have to have a doctor's note. And that is for something as simple as Tylenol. You can't send your kid to school with the Tylenol without a doctor's note. And I don't know about you, but I don't have $20, $25 to drop in a copay just to get a doctor to say, oh, yeah, they could use some Tylenol for that. So that is a lovely kind of hack of the essential oils, is that you can kind of make up your own little blend. You can buy empty roller bottles, and you can put a couple drops of essential oil, and again, fill it up the rest of the way with coconut oil or olive oil or any of the other oils you want to use. And your child can keep that in their pocket because essentially it's chapstick kind of, you know? It's lotion. It's not medicine. It's fragrance. But it does have medicinal properties, as we know. So for the kids with ADHD, that's a huge issue, and concentration. So again, lavender, very calming. It helps relieve stress. And lavender is nature's most powerful antihistamine. So if your kids have bug bites on their legs and they're itching them all day, that can really take away from their ability to concentrate on what they're doing. So if they have a little lavender in a roll-on bottle, they can put that directly on their bug bites and not have to worry about those. doTERRA makes a wonderful blend called In Tune. And I just got that for the first time this month. They actually have a promotion right now that you can get it for free. So I hadn't ordered it before, and I ordered it. It smells so wonderful. And it is specifically meant to be a focus blend. So it works great on children that have ADHD issues, but it works really well on adults too. And I seem to have a lot of people in my life who, you know, you kind of get to that age where if you went to college, you graduated, you got a job, you got married, you had some kids, and then they're kind of at that point now where they're looking for their second career. So it seems like a lot of my friends, their husbands are going back to school or finishing up a master's degree or something, and the husbands love this blend. It just kind of helps you focus on what you're doing and stay in that moment and focus on your task. And so the husbands are the ones that are stealing the Intune. So that is a wonderful one to use for that. Serenity is also another doTERRA blend. It is largely lavender, again, so it has that calming effect. It's got some other things in it that are wonderful. Serenity is one of my favorite blends. But if you're not using one of the doTERRA blends, vetiver, I love saying that, by the way, and lavender is a great blend to put together yourself. And it's, again, just has that grounding, calming effect that can kind of help keep some of that extra stimulus out of the brain and focus on what they're doing. I have more and more people who either are using diffusers, like we talked about those diffusers in their classroom, or they're sending them with their students. You know, talking to the teacher saying, can we put this in here to help little Jimmy concentrate? And the teachers are doing, they're loving it because, again, it's making their job easier too. So some things that you could diffuse in the classroom. And again, you can do this in the home classroom if you homeschool. You can do this in the home during homework time if your kids go to school. And, of course, they can do this in the school either the teacher doing it or the parent asking the teacher if they can do it. Again, we mentioned that lavender has that calming effect. Lemon, which is, the citrus oils are always the least expensive to produce and buy because they don't have to be distilled. They can be pressed from the rind. So, you know, whenever you squeeze, do you ever squeeze an orange at a flame at a candle?
Exactly, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I was wondering, I'm like, am I the only little pyromaniac here that as a kid loved to squeeze my orange rinds at the Christmas candles? So, yeah, so that's the oil coming from, and that's why when you peel an orange, you cannot wash it off your hands afterwards. Your hands are going to smell like orange or tangerine or whatever for hours afterwards. That's the essential oil in the orange. So those are one of the less expensive essential oils. So lemon is great to put in a diffuser in a situation like that because, first of all, lemon has the nickname of liquid sunshine. And it's true that when you even let a little kid who has no expectation smell it and you say, what does that smell like? They'll say, it smells happy. So lemon is a happy scent. So not only can that keep the room happy, but it has sanitizing effects as well. So we talked about using that diffuser, breaking those oils up into tiny nanoparticles that float in the air. Well, they're floating in the air. What happens when they settle down? They sanitize any surface they touch. So that includes soft surfaces like rugs, you know, plaster walls and things that you couldn't really scrub down with a sanitizer. So that's why lemon is a wonderful one to diffuse anywhere. Peppermint is great at giving energy. I know we talked about the peppermint and orange. That's also been shown to help with concentration. Rosemary and peppermint can help boost mental focus. And I actually wrote down here, a study has shown that rosemary, oh good, I can't even read my handwriting, Andy, hold on. Oh, rosemary has been found to enhance the quality of memory. So again, these are studies that have shown that it enhances the quality of your memory. And then also that peppermint enhances your memory and increases alertness. So again, during test time, and if this is, you know, your teacher's not down with diffusing it or you don't have a diffuser, this is something, again, you can put on a cotton ball in a baby food jar if you have to bring it with you so that you can smell it during or before your test. So those are great things. Another study shows that people are more competent whenever exposed to lavender, the scent of lavender and rosemary. So lavender, rosemary, peppermint, those are three great things to kind of help your performance on testing. And again, this works for adults too. And it doesn't just work on testing. This literally works for, hey, if you've got a job interview, you could smell this in the car on the way over there, and you're going to be better focused, more competent, more on task when you get there. Another study shows, this one's interesting to me, that if you smell a certain scent while studying for a test or a task, and then you smell that again during the test or the task, you actually perform better at that test or task.
Awesome.
So I don't know if anybody else has something, if you ever read a book every night in bed before you fall asleep, and then you try to read a book, like in the middle of the day, it like makes you sleepy because you associate that action with sleeping. So if you can associate a scent with studying a material, then when you try to recall that material later, it will be easier to recall. And again, if you use your rosemary and your lavender and your peppermint, double bonus. But again, always trust your instincts. And if there's a certain scent that speaks to you or speaks to your child, go with that. Don't fight that. If you're trying to, you want to help calm them down with lavender and they say, you know what, peppermint would really help me sleep. And the alarm bells are going off in your head like, no, peppermint increases alertness. That's just a general statement. It works differently for different people. So, you know, if they say peppermint's going to help them, give it a try. And if it works, then you know that works for them.
Very cool.
All right, you want me to keep going?
Yes, ma'am.
You know I got plenty. All right, so that's the testing, that's the studying, we all know that. Now I got to talk about some of the gross things, like lice and germs and all those things. We just had, I'm up here in St. Louis, we just had, it seems like every other day somebody was posting on Facebook, oh, lice. So there's some sort of lice thing going through St. Louis right now. And, of course, before the winter's over, there'll be another bout of that going around. So head lice. Melaleuca, which is also known as tea tree oil. Melaleuca is wonderful at being lice repellent. So I do always tell everybody, and I think I've mentioned it here before, the cleaner I use in my bathroom is 50-50 vinegar and water, and then I put in some lavender, and then I put in some Melaleuca. So that works at being antibacterial, antifungal, anti-growth stuff in the bathroom. But a lot of times when I know lice is going around, when my kids get out of the bath or the shower, I take that cleaner and I spray it on the crown or their head. Doesn't hurt them, again, because it's non-toxic. The vinegar is actually clarifying to your hair, and it's very similar to your hair's natural pH, so that's okay. And then lavender is always great on everything. But the Melaleuca then is in their hair, and it can help be repellent to that lice. And there's a lot of shampoos that are already sold with Melaleuca in it, but again, you got to know if it's toxic or not. That's important to me, and a lot of times I would just rather do it myself because A, then I know exactly what's in it, and B, it's cheaper. So that tea tree oil or that Melaleuca is going to work. Melaleuca itself is super antifungal, so I think of anything fungusy. So that includes ringworm, athlete's foot. I know there's studies that actually show that diluted Melaleuca works better than some of the prescription creams for athlete's foot. So again, it's not just about, oh, I'm anti-medicine, I'm anti-prescriptions. I'm just pro things working better and pro things working cheaper. So that is Melaleuca. Tummy aches, that's another big thing. Peppermint is always great for anything digestive, kind of head to bum, anything you need a problem for, peppermint is great for that. There's also some other essential oils like fennel and other things that are great for specific digestive issues. But again, I kind of default to the doTERRA blend of, it's called Digest Zen. So it's like digest, you know, Zen, but with the Zen on the end. And that one, I think out of all the oils that I know, there's a couple that out of all the oils that I know people use, that's the one that they always tell me, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like, how did I not know about this? So Digest Zen has all the stuff that's great for your tummy in it. It's got ginger, peppermint, tarragon, fennel, caraway, coriander, and anise. So the fennel and the anise, it does have a strong kind of black licorice scent to it, which I don't mind black licorice, but it's not like I'm like, ooh, I love black licorice. But I'll tell you what, when I smell Digest Zen, I smell relief. Because again, you make that association between the smell and the effects that you get. So Digest Zen can be used for almost any tummy issue, but especially tummy aches. So again, if they have, I know as a kid, when I would get stressed out about school, that's the first place I would always feel it, is I would give me a tummy ache. So again, that's something that you can put, you can make up a little roller bottle or a spray bottle for your child so that they can then take charge of their own wellness and they can feel more in control of things. Because that's really, when we talk about a lot of the stuff with school and stress, it's really about being out of control. I mean, if you think about it, you're a little kid. You really never have a say in what's made for dinner or what you're eating or a lot of times what you're wearing. Your parents are waking you up. They're sending you off there. The teachers are in charge all day long. You have really little control in your life. So this is something you can do to give your child that control over their own body and their own wellness. So that's great to put. And again, you can put it on the bottom of your feet if you don't want to smell like that licorice a little bit. But otherwise, it goes directly on the upper tummy for tummy aches up there. On the lower tummy, if you have, and again, you're using it in a carrier oil. So if there's issues of gas or constipation, you would apply it to the lower tummy in a clockwise motion. So with that oil,
that's licorice?
Pardon?
That's the licorice oil?
Well, it's the anise, it's the fennel. Those are both in the same family. And anise is the flavor that is black licorice. So you can use those, again, separately. You can use this Digest Zen blend. But anytime you're applying for issues of constipation or gas, you want to apply it in a clockwise motion on the belly. And this is one, again, because you know my real job is as a doula, so I deal with a lot of moms and babies, and this is one that when I go for that postpartum visit, they'll say, you know, oh, he's great or she's great, they're perfect. We just, you know, right now about this time in the evening is when they get really cranky. And so we talk about, you know, we kind of talk about could it be the stomach issues. And I always offer, if you want, you know, if you want to try a little bit of this, you can. But just so you know, about 10 minutes after you use it, he's going to let out the biggest fart you've ever heard. And they always laugh at me. And they try it, and then I say, okay, I'll see you later. And sure enough, I get an email later that night. Oh, my gosh, you were right. 10 minutes after you left, he let out the biggest fart, and he was happy for the rest of the night. So clockwise, when you're dealing with constipation or gas, and then if it's an issue of diarrhea, you want to rub it in counterclockwise. So that will
just baffles my mind that that would make a difference.
Well, because it works with the peristalsis, the muscle movements of your intestines and your large intestine. So if they're moving kind of too quickly, because your intestines come up, your large intestine comes up your right side, across, and then down your left side. So that's what you do clockwise to get that gas out, to get that constipation issue taken care of, and you go counterclockwise to help slow down that diarrhea. And, I mean, you could do that. You can do that without any essential oils. Obviously, you can just do that with massage anytime with babies and kids, but the essential oils help it be more effective. One of the other big things with young kids is earaches. And this has been one of my favorite things with the essential oils, because this really is a case where it's not just, oh, I don't want to have anything to do with modern medicine, because I'm not one of those people. But this is something where the essential oils work better, they work quicker, and they work more cheaply. So if you conventionally kind of have a kid that has a cold, or maybe they say, oh, my ear kind of hurts, you don't take them right to the doctor then, because there's nothing to be done. So you wait a couple days, then that earache becomes unbearable. So then you take them into the doctor, you got your copay for that. The doctor writes you a prescription for an antibiotic, even though most, you know, ear infections are viral, and also studies show that actually antibiotics aren't that effective for an ear infection. We as a society saying, you know, I'm going to the doctor, I want to come out with something. So the doctors, you know, they do what they do when they write you the prescription. Then you go to the drugstore, you get that filled, that's another $15, $20. You got 7 to 10 days of giving that prescription to your kid since they're taking it orally, which again, nobody questions why taking an oral antibiotic for an ear works, because again, it just needs to get in your system. But since they're taking it orally, that then destroys all their good bacteria in their gut, which we're learning more about. You know, we see the yogurt commercials and everything now. So that destroys their bacteria in their gut, gives them diarrhea and tummy cramps. And if they're still in diapers, a lot of times they get that diaper rash that kind of goes along with that. So in other words, this has taken you 2 weeks to spend 30-some-odd dollars to help your kid's ear infection, which maybe would have got better on their own anyway. And in return, then you just nuked their colon flora and gave them diaper rash. So what do you do instead? This is, again, my favorite one, because even now when my kid even says, he'll say, Mom, my ear feels weird or my ear feels full. So I know that means, oh, he's probably got some fluid behind there. And I'm sure if a doctor would look in there right then, they would say, oh, it looks a little pink. You know, maybe it's something, maybe it's not. But I don't have to wait for it to be bad or too bad before I do something about it. So, again, go back to Melaleuca and lavender. And if you have Roman chamomile, you can add a little if you want. But for the most part, Mela and lavender are the two I would use. And, again, you put those in your hand with a little bit of oil and rub those all around the ear. Never put essential oils directly in the ear or in the eye. So you don't want to drop it in the ear, but you rub it all in the front of the ear and in that soft spot, that kind of hollow behind the ear. And some people do like to put a little basil on a cotton ball, and then you can tuck that in the ear. Because, again, it's not dropping it in the ear. It's just kind of having it in that space in the ear. And doing that, oh, I'd say a couple times a day, then the earache never happens. So, and that's when a lot of people will question essential oils and be like, well, I don't know because he never got sick, so I don't have to use it. It's like, well, do you think he would have got sick if you didn't use it? You can never prove that. But I just know that since I've had these, my kids haven't had ear infections.
That's awesome. Great.
Because
so many kids these days. have ear problems. So,
absolutely.
Of course, summertime with swimming in the pools all the time, neighborhood pool or community pool or lakes, whatever. So, you know, anything regarding the ear health of kids, I think it's very important and very useful for you always hear, oh, he's got ear problems, he's got an earache, he's got to have tubes in the ears, all these different things. You got to have, you know, plug the ears before he goes to the pool.
Exactly. And so, and back to the price point, when you look at the price per drop, it costs under a dollar to do what I did with those oils. Like I said, compared to that 30-some-odd dollars. And again, this works in minutes and days. So that's a great one to know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
One of the wonderful blends from doTERRA, and this is one that, you know, when I say, oh, you know, if you're confident with where you're getting your lemon or your peppermint or whatever, stick with that brand. But this is one that I can't say enough about. It's called On Guard, and it's their immunity blend. And this is one that has been scientifically studied independently by scientists, third parties, you know. It's also being used in hospital settings across the country, including Vanderbilt. So this is something that's gotten a lot of attention. And again, it's a blend of oils, including orange and clove and cinnamon and rosemary. And my kids actually call this blend Christmas because it does have a little bit of a orangey, clovey, cinnamony smell to it.
What do they call it again?
They call it Christmas. It's so fun. My kids...
Christmas? Did you say the magical word? You said the magical word. We can't resist.
Oh my word!
My goodness. I know. Now, for all the future shows, you're going to be like, okay, whatever I do, I can't refer to Christmas.
Exactly. That winter holiday. Of course, you know, this is probably the only place we can say Christmas anymore, Andy. So I've got to say it.
Yeah,
I can't call it the winter holiday everywhere.
Yeah. I know it. The school, the winter holiday break. Oh my gosh.
You're exactly.
Right. There's 146 days left or something till Christmas. I forget what somebody posted on Facebook the other day. So, but yes, you said Christmas, so we got to hear a little Christmas carol. So, so tell us that mix again, since I interrupted you with sleigh ride.
Oh, that's fine. No, you know, and the kiddos, they can't remember all these names and the scientific names, and they don't care if something's coriander or marjoram or anything. They don't care about that. They come up with their own little names, so it's always cute what they call things. So they do call the On Guard blend, they call it Christmas, because it does have that scent of, again, oranges and cinnamon, and it just smells very much like the scents that we associate with winter and Christmas time. So that is one that is, again, their immunity blend. So it boosts your immunity, and it has been, we talked about the studies, oh my gosh, I could bore you to death with the number of studies that have been done on how effective this blend is on MRSA, which is a huge issue right now. There are a lot of hospitals. Yeah, there are a lot of hospitals, and actually doTERRA is working closely now to try to develop a program where hospitals can use this, that are diffusing MRSA in the hospitals, because we're running out of options. And again, even if I was the person who loved modern medicine and wanted a prescription for everything that was wrong with me, we're running out of options. Do you know how many new antibiotics are currently in development in research?
I would suspect there'd be thousands, and because we've done stories on that about how. In fact, we did our most recent story. We did, Tracy, was about how the scientists have actually numbers in Europe of how many people have died in direct relation to the antibiotics used in their feed and in their chickens that they eat in their diet, because they get something and it's they get this specific strand that has the antibiotic resistance. That it's the same that they're using in their animals. So they said, I forget how many deaths each year across the UK based on this strain, which is caused by a resistant strain of the antibody. It's absolutely crazy. I'd say thousands.
The number is zero. There are zero.
No new antibiotics.
No new antibiotics in the works. So when the penicillin completely stops working, when the amoxicillin completely stops working, we've got nothing. Nothing except, obviously, of course, for essential oils. So this is something that's exciting to me because there's a lot of people who say, oh, okay, you and your hippie oils, like whatever, have fun, like smelling them and chanting or whatever you do. But there's a lot of really mainstream people who are coming around. And I think in 10 years from now, people are going to look back and be like, I don't know why I was fighting this. Like, I don't know why I didn't use these earlier because they are so effective. I know you're talking about the oregano, and Dr. Brown, it's true. Oregano is nature's most powerful antibiotic. So oregano is wonderful for those things.
So next time you're enjoying that slice of pizza, just pour on the oregano out of the shaker.
Well, and that's what's great about essential oils is because if you had to ingest the amount of cinnamon or oregano or whatever you needed to get the desired effect, you would throw up from eating that much. So you can do a drop of oregano. Remember, these essential oils, you know, when it comes to something like oregano, it's 50 to 70 times more powerful than the same amount of the dried herb. So you can do one drop is so much better than having to eat, you know, an entire jar of something. So So back to the MRSA. So for those who don't know, and I don't even know that I know the exact terminology, but the MRSA stands for whatever the methicillin, whatever the antibiotic's name is, resistant, and it's a staph. So for years, there was a staph infection, staphylococcus, that, you know, if it got really bad, there was this this last-ditch antibiotic that they could kick its butt with. And suddenly that stopped, not suddenly, maybe gradually it stopped working. And now it's to the point where, really, if you don't need to go to the hospital for something, if you can avoid it, please do, because the people going into a hospital and picking up opportunistic infections like MRSA, like C. diff and other things, that's on the rise. And if you do have to go, it's great to have things like essential oils to help protect you from it. So On Guard has been studied, proven effective against MRSA, proven effective against the flu virus, including H1N1. It attenuates the flu virus up to 90%. So again, once you get it in your body, because essential oils are natural, they're not synthetic, they can cross the blood-brain barrier, they can cross the virus walls. So these essential oils, when they get in your body, they can literally go into the viruses and it will stop them from doing that dividing thing where they multiply because it's going to kind of deflate them. So that's why it's great to have On Guard. So On Guard, I can't say enough about, again, that's another one that when people do start using these oils, that's one of the first ones that they love to reorder because you use it for so much. There are studies that show whenever they would treat, you know, one of those Petri dishes with On Guard and then expose it to MRSA, that set for 7 days, nothing grew. So it's something that you can put on preventatively before you go into a situation. So I know my little guy, there's a local place, it's a little train store, and they've got all these, you know, wooden trains set up with the tracks and all that, and it is like, it's like 20 little boys touching the same thing, and wiping their nose, and then touching the train and passing it, and you could just see, like, you could just see the illness, like, transporting from child to child. So, you know, other than wrap him up in saran wrap and bubble tape and keep him in the house, I don't want to do that. I want him to go out and have fun. So just before we go in, I put a little On Guard on his hands, have him rub them together. So literally everything, it's like a protective barrier for everything he's touching.
That is awesome.
It is. And so you can do the same thing. You can, and you, again, because they're so powerful, you don't need to use a lot. So you can put a few drops in a bottle of water. You shake it up before you use it. Spray down your countertops. Your kitchen's going to smell great. It's going to, you know, clean and kill anything that's on there, and then it's going to leave that protective element for anything else you do put on there. The same thing with your child's school desk. So I know this is something that was important to me to go in there and, you know, not that I was doing it sneakily, but I didn't really broadcast what I was doing, wiping down the kids, because I read a study that talked about how when this classroom, when they wiped down the legs of the desk, it wasn't even the top of the desk. They wiped down the legs of the desk in one classroom. Absenteeism in that classroom went down by 30% as compared to the rest of the school.
Wow, and just because they wiped off the legs.
The legs. Yeah. I know. What a silly thing. But, well, so that's, again, another one that's great to diffuse in the air in your house. This is what I use when one kid gets sick, because for a while my boys shared a bed. So when one of them would get sick, it was just a matter of time till the other one got sick because, you know, they're breathing in each other's faces all night and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But when I
prefer for the teachers, that mix for the desk wipes, because I know that my wife, she was a classroom teacher for 10 years, and it was when I volunteered and went in with her in the mornings, if I wasn't there, she would do it, or her paraprofessional would do it. She had three tables in the kindergarten level. They didn't have desks. They had three tables, and you had, I guess, six around a table. And she would, at the beginning of the year, have a school list of things for parents to bring into the classroom that she would need throughout the year. And, of course, either Lysol wipes or Clorox, whatever, was on that list. And every morning before the kids even got there, she would wipe down all three tables with those. The gunk that would come off would just be incredible. But, she didn't seem to have the absentee as some of the other classes. Some of the other teachers never, ever did that. And so she was religious about it, mainly to help keep her healthy as well, and spreading the germs as a teacher being there with all the, 20, well, actually, that's another story, 24, 5-year-olds. And in fact, the school she used to, we were talking about that, because the last 2 years she taught online, and she put in her notice, and she's now a full-time mom and writing some curriculum for teachers and whatnot. But one of her friends told her yesterday that the school she used to teach at, which she loved, she was going to go back to anything, but they basically fired all the parapros from at the kindergarten level, 5-year-old parapros. And so now you've got one teacher, and we heard yesterday that one of her teachers who was there when she was there at 5-year-old kindergarten, 27 students.
Oh, my.
So here we are, beginning of school, 27 5-year-olds and no paraprob, just one teacher dealing with that. And so
I've never read Dante's Inferno, but I'm pretty sure that's what's in it.
Absolutely insane. So, she did that religiously for years, but it was had to, it was always those the Clorox wipes, the Lysol wipes, something like that, not all natural. So I definitely share this with her.
And again, not saying that Lysol wipes are evil or Clorox wipes are evil, but first of all, I just sent my kids to school. They had to have the Kleenex and the paper towels and then the wipes. They're expensive. So first of all, they're expensive. You could make your own wipes. What you do is you take a roll of paper towels, you cut them in half, you slip out that cardboard tube, so now you've got kind of a toilet paper roll size of paper towels. You can put that in, if you have a coffee can or anything, or if you have an old diaper wipes container. And then what you'll want to do is take some water and then add this On Guard and fill up that container or get it nice and wet. You don't have to fill it up. And then you can pull those out one at a time and use those as your Lysol wipes. But again, they're all natural, and it's going to be cheaper to make them yourself than it would be to buy them. The other issue I've had at school with the Lysol wipes, and I know she thought I was crazy for saying this, we were at school, it was a special day for the kids, and they were having a special day of activities, and the parents were helping out. And so I was helping out in the kitchen. They were making bread in, like, tuna cans. You know what I'm talking about? You can make bread in a can. So they were making bread in a can. So the other mom there, doing a great job, she took the Lysol wipe and wiped off the entire stainless steel counter in the kitchen. And then she told the kids to put their dough down and start working. And I was like, whoa. And she goes, what? I go, we got to wipe that off. She goes, I just did. I'm like, but you have to wipe it off afterwards if you're going to use food on it. And she looked at me like I had 10 heads, which I get that a lot from the moms at school anyway. And if you look at the container of Lysol wipes or Clorox wipes, it says if you're going to be using them on a surface that is going to come in contact with food, you need to clean it after you clean it. There's your sign right there that it's not healthy or, that it's not non-toxic, because you're not even supposed to let food get in contact with any surface you've wiped with this. So
even if you let it dry on its own.
Yeah.
You wipe it.
Yeah, according to the bottle or the box, the tube thing that comes in, yeah.
And that was Lysol Wipes. Wow, I got to read that.
Or Clorox, I think. I don't know. We've just had them in the house. But, yeah, definitely. But, see, that's just it. People don't read, so they don't know. And when we're exposed little by little to these toxins throughout our day, they've got to go somewhere, you know. And they build up in our tissues. They build up in our liver. And this is things that not only can essential oils avoid that buildup, but they can actually help you detoxify. And that's a whole other topic, I know, to go into that. But you can make this spray. You can put water and the On Guard in a spray bottle. Again, shake it up every time you're going to use it. You can spray down the countertops. You can make your own wipes. But back to that sports equipment, yeah, you can spray down the sports equipment with it. And again, you're going to get that benefit of it not only smelling great, but it's actually going to be killing the bacteria and the fungus and everything on those sports equipment. My husband plays hockey, and there's your Dante's Inferno right there. Put like 27 5-year-olds and a room full of hockey equipment, because there's nothing stinkier than hockey equipment, and there's no way to wash it.
Tell me this. You got to go back and tell me. I'm visualizing taking the paper towels, cutting them in half.
Yep.
Having one of those number 10 coffee cans, number 10 food storage cans. People are familiar with that size, the number 10 coffee cans. And now that will fit right down into that can. And what is it we add to that can to make kind of our own wipes?
I do the water, and I'd add, you know, and again, it depends on how strong you want it. There's a formula for diluting it down to 1%, to 2%, to 10%, to 25%. I would, you know, get a little glass of water and add whatever, 10, 15, 20 drops of On Guard, whatever I wanted, and then pour that over to saturate those paper towels. And again, if you've got the plastic lid for that, you can cut the little X at the top, and you pull up from the middle of that paper towel tube, just like it is in the Clorox wipes bottle. And you could reuse one of your Clorox wipes bottle, technically, if you wanted to, but then you could just pull up from the middle and pull one off as you need it. Yeah, or
that's
baby
pretty
wipes.
Cool. And I guess you need to get like maybe a more expensive, stronger type of paper towel, so that when you do pour that water down onto them to saturate them, and of course the cover to keep them saturated, just like the Clorox wipes, the Lysol wipes.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised at how well the paper towels are, and actually how soft they are, because this is something you can also make your own baby wipes using Melaleuca, lavender, a little bit of coconut oil, those kind of things. And with the same process of cutting the paper towels in half, flipping out the cardboard tube, because that's just going to get gross. But you would be surprised at how soft paper towels are when they're wet. They seem so scratchy when they're dry. But really, we use the cheapest paper towels around here, and we're just fine.
And they'll stay. So again, if you look inside of a Clorox bottle, it is not full of liquid. It has probably a quarter or a half inch of liquid in the bottom. And occasionally, if I pull out a dry one or two, or it's not quite, I'll just turn the bottle over and back over a couple of times to resaturate. And then, so the same thing. It just maybe a, you know, picture the bottom of that can and do, say, a quarter inch or a half inch of this water with the essential oil, and essentially the same thing. Linda was saying you could use an old baby wipe container to do that as well, depending, except a lot of those. It has to be, I guess, a round baby wipe container versus...
Well, no, because then you could lay it on its side. Again, kind of like the toilet paper roll would be on the roll, and then it'll just kind of spin as you're pulling them up.
Okay.
Yep.
I see. Very, very cool.
Right, I know.
I've got to try that. Now to find somebody that drinks coffee where I can get a coffee can.
You could use a plastic container, you know, again, like a plastic kind of container, as long as it has a lid over it, and you can cut that little X in it. You can use anything, really.
Go to the dollar store and find like a little bucket with a lid or something. Sure.
You know what? I'm a huge fan of the dollar store, but their seals on their lids aren't always the greatest. So go ahead and spring the dollar or two more at the regular store for that. You'll be glad
you did. I'll see what I can find. But that's an awesome idea. And it's, you said it, yeah, obviously cheaper than buying those. I guess it makes sense because you can get a paper towel roll for $1, and you've got the essential oils and some water, and then you're done. Very cool.
Well,
I love it.
And that's something that people say to me a lot of times. They're like, oh, I don't, you know, oh, you make all this stuff. How do you have time? Blah, blah, blah. Well, first of all, I don't make it all on the same day. I just make it when I'm thinking about it. And the other thing is, so what happens when you run out of deodorant or Clorox wipes or whatever else? What do you have to do? Oh, my gosh, we have to, like, get the kids in the car. We have to drive down to Target. We have to give everybody out. Then they have to ask for a slushie. Then we have to go back in the corner and find it. And literally, by the time I'm done, I've spent more money than I planned to. I'm about ready to, you know, stab somebody. And I've got these wonderful deodorant, Clorox wipes, whatever that I came there for and probably spent more money on than if I would have made it for myself. But when you have these basic supplies in the home, and we talked about it on the last show with making your own products, you know, Castile soap, vinegar, baking soda, all these things. When you have those in your home, when I ran out, like yesterday I was cleaning my bathroom. Oh, look, I'm almost out of bathroom cleaner. Well, go in the kitchen, vinegar, water, lavender, Melaleuca. Boom, I got a whole new bottle now. Won't have to make it again for months. So it's really, it's a money saver and it's a time saver.
Now, I'm going to use an example here that I'm going to go to break, but I want you, before we go to break, tell everybody how they can find all of this great stuff and find you and whatnot. But I want to, this is kind of a good segue, and it really proves the point. I know on the last couple of shows, and you can find them at her Facebook page, she's going to tell you all about how to get in touch with her and get some of this stuff and buy this stuff off at the whole nine yards before we go to commercial break. But I don't know, I'm pretty sure it was Nationwide News, because I believe I saw it online, so it wasn't obviously local or on TV. But just last week, a toddler, I didn't exactly get the exact age, but they advertised in the news that a toddler, so we're figuring 2-3 years old, got a hold of one of these washing detergent pods.
The pods.
Y'all are familiar with them? Yeah.
All over. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, so I didn't want to make sure everybody saw that. It's just one of these little pots. I don't know if it was for laundry or if it was for the dishwasher, but they make these little clear plastic pods. They have the detergent inside. It dissolves when you put it in wherever, and it's easy. You just toss them in the washer. You toss it in the thing. So ease of use, not messy, not spilling powder everywhere, liquid everywhere.
Exactly.
But this toddler ate one of those pods and died. And so what shocked me the most about that was that, you know, especially being a paramedic for almost a decade and seeing some of the mistakes first-time parents would make, like I recall vividly going to a call where a young child had ingested cleaner. I don't remember if it was Lysol, ammonia, whatever it was,
right,
because mom went next door to borrow some cleaner and put it in a Gatorade container. Just one of those. Yeah. Yep. Put it in a Gatorade container. Brought it home. Was cleaning. Kids saw a Gatorade bottle. Went to tip it up and drink it, and it was cleaner. So he ended up being, you know, just fine. Transported, whatever. But the issue here is that this tiny little pod. I mean, I was amazed. I could see maybe calling poison control, going to the hospital, getting the pumice stump, doing the activated charcoal ingestion, things like that that you do with the poison ingestions. But I would have never dreamed in a billion years, because I've used that one of those tiny little pods, when I don't remember if it was for the laundry or if it was the dishwasher, would kill a toddler. Dead as a doornail.
Yeah, and that's not an isolated story either, Andy. There's a lot, again, because of what I do for a living, I'm on a lot of mommy boards and groups and, you know, dealing with women and child health, and there's a lot of stories, not only of kids dying, not only of kids getting very sick, but even just biting into it, because I'll admit, I kind of look at them, they're pretty. I could see why a kid would want to take a bite of it, but just biting
almost
into that.
It looks like a blue gumball.
Right. Just biting into it, they get a chemical burn all over their face. Even if they don't ever ingest any of it, they get a chemical burn on their face. So, yeah, that's yet another reason to try to keep things as non-toxic as we can.
I just would have never dreamed that in a billion years. That you look at it, it's just so innocent. It's a part of your everyday life, throwing a little pot into the washing machine, and then a toddler at that eating it, and it not just serious, I mean, dead. I was shocked at that. I was like, really? So, and then, of course, my next question was, what is in that?
Exactly.
You know? What is in that that would kill a, you know, a 30-pound toddler? What is in that would kill them? And yet I have it in my house. I'm using it every day. Absolutely insane. We've got to go to commercial break. But before we do, if you'll tell us, all our listeners, again about your Facebook page, if you've got Twitter, our website, the whole nine yards, and how they can get some of this stuff. And I want to see about how I can get some of this stuff to mix with the water to do my own baby wipe / counter cleaners instead of the Lysol stuff. So tell us how we can take advantage of all this and get in touch with you and follow you on all these different social media sites.
Oh, easiest way is just my Facebook page. So that's obviously
okay.
www.facebook.com/purplelotusoils. So again, you know, my page is meant to just be a place where essential oil users can kind of talk, you know, compare their, you know, stories and all that. And of course, I'm always first to admit I have a leaning toward doTERRA brand, but they can always contact me. There's a message feature on that board. They can always contact me if they need to consult about a specific issue or to find out about how to get these or anything like that. So you can always find me through that.
Then we would contact you through your Facebook page.
Yes.
To order any of these that you're talking about, whether it be the insect mixture or the lavender or the peppermint or any of the citrus or this that we want to use for the cleaners and make our own baby wipes, make our own kind of Lysol wipes and things. And I guess, and I apologize, I don't remember the actual ingredient to put in the baby wipes. I will get that. I'm going to order that. But I guess you could also, if you wanted it to smell, because, you know, they have like orange, you could add the oil of the orange, I guess, or lemon, if you wanted it to have an odor to it or a smell to it along with the oil that is the cleaner. So you could have a wipe that smells like orange oil if you wanted to.
Exactly. And if you hate orange, you're right. You can make lemon. So that's what's great about having a stash of oils.
Apple.
You can customize them to what you want.
That is awesome. All righty, we're going to go to commercial break, but there'll be a lot more coming up next. We're talking with Tracy with Purple Lotus Essential Oils. How cool is that? She told you how you could follow her. I'm definitely going to order some of this stuff, especially because we use, every time I go to the store, I buy a thing of the, not the Clorox wipes, but I think they're the Lysol wipes. And because, in fact, I've often thought about posting it on my Facebook page. I said, it is an RV owner's dream to clean. We don't have a whole lot to clean, but how easy it is to just pull out one of those wipes, do the toilet, do the bath, do the sinks, do the kitchen. I mean, some of the floors for those individuals fills with kids. I go through this. You know, I may go through a bottle of 75 of these in a week. And so if I can make my own, you darn toot, I'm going to do it because it's going to be better, safer, still going to work, and I can save some moolah. So got to love it. Hey, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this short break from our sponsors to talk to you more about essential oils.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
All right, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. I was just in an instant message regarding the how to make the kind of the homemade baby wipes and whatnot. And is that something I can share with the chat room?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Perfect. And again, they can always contact me through my Facebook page if they have a specific need for a recipe or a product or anything.
Yeah, this is totally totally cool. I'm definitely going to do that. And if you would also, Tracy, send me over whatever I need to do to order some of that stuff that is listed there. And I'm going to see if I can, let's see, I've got about 10 minutes basically before we get disconnected. So whatever wrap up you've got, if there's one or two you just really wanted to share today in the last 10 minutes, we've got about 10 to 12 minutes left of the show.
No, and I mean, I don't know if you want to take any calls, if anyone has any specific questions. The only thing I would add is, you know, you've got young kids, I've got really young kids, so I know I've focused a lot on that. But to keep in mind that, you know, a lot of this can help the teenagers as well. One thing, and not to make you uncomfortable, whenever you're a teenage girl and you start getting your monthly cycle, that can be so out of whack, and it can be very painful, and it can really be distracting from everything, including sports. And, you know, obviously school and everything. So Clary Sage is an essential oil that is wonderfully balancing for a woman's system, and it can actually really help with menstrual cramps. doTERRA has, again, another product called Solace, which is their women's blend, and it has Clary Sage and a bunch of other wonderful products in it that I use for that very reason. So that's something, again, you can send with your teenagers to school. So these things that we talked about that can help them with test performance. Headaches are another big thing. Once our teenage kids start getting the hormones going, it really kind of messes up their system for a few years. So a lot of them will start getting headaches for the first time. Peppermint and lavender is your basic go-to headache issue. So put on a little lavender, layer peppermint over that. You can do it on the back of the neck. You can do it on the forehead. And that's something that they can carry with them and not have to ask permission and go down to the school nurse and get a signed doctor's note to use just for when they have a headache.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Very, very good. Yeah. So so if I want to go ahead and I got to find, see where I can get out and see what kind of container I can find to put in and cut these hat in half and do all that kind of, I got to do that. And or if I want maybe I was trying to think. I know we make our own while we're in the RV, of course, because it's convenient. Again, nobody ever they can call me a lot of things, but like I said a million times, people can't call me a hypocrite. I have those little pods that we use for we make our own. And in fact, if you go to the farmhouse right now, there's a whole shoe bin, if you will, of our homemade laundry detergent. But when we were on the road, We didn't have it, so I bought one of these things of pods. I've got four left out of the laundry last week. And why I didn't just bring my super washing powders with Arm & Hammer and my borax and my Bronner soap or whatever we use to, you know, do the cheese grater with the bar soap in there and all that stuff. Then we got to start making that again because it is cheaper. It lasts longer, and wouldn't necessarily have to worry about, you know, Caleb, like we just talked about, that story of the toddler dying because he ate one of these little pods for clothing and so washing clothes. So, but I'm definitely going to do that. So just contact you through your Facebook page, and you can get me to a page, I'm guessing, where I can order some of this stuff.
Yes, absolutely. And there's, you know, my ordering site is listed on the About section of the Facebook page. But I'm always happy to consult with people because if you can't tell, I'd like to save money and I'd like you to save money. And so if there's, you know, a kit or something that comes with what you need in it that's cheaper than buying the items individually, I certainly want to help you save money on that and get things for as inexpensively as you can.
And I got a post also on my Facebook page from Mindy. Will some of these essential oils recipes be found on your website?
No, I can do that. Last time with the products, I did a note for that on the Facebook page, so I will do that as well. I'll type up what we talked about today, and they can
and when you,
that out
when you get that done, send a link over to me via a message, and then I'll share it on our Facebook page. If you missed today's show, here's a quick link to get some of the you know, the cliff notes, if you will, of today's show about the different blends.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Gotta love it. All right, Tracy. Well, thanks so much for coming on. This ends up being kind of one of our most popular new shows that we've got. We've got several that we've started with that are new, and you'll be joining us the third Tuesday of every month. Very exciting and all different types of things. We've got, next month it'll be September, so I'm sure you'll have. And all your shows, the topics seem to be so related to what's going on. Back to school or in the summer we did, you know, the insect control and things like that. So, you know, September, you know, we're looking forward to different types of things and how we can use essential oils, again, around the RV, around the homestead, around the house, at school. You know, a lot of people thought about, how can I use essential oils, you know, back to school? What's related? And, of course, the first thing I thought of that you called me out on was the stinky gym bag or the stinky locker or something. Not the well-being of my kids and taking tests and their nervousness, but a stinky sock.
Well, you know what? You can focus better when everything around you smells better, so that's true.
Absolutely. That's awesome. And you talked about that, the studies of linking it. You know, if you smell something on the way to school, if you smell that again during the test, then it's going to help you remember things or smell something while you're studying and trying to retain that information, and then smell it again maybe at school while you're taking the test, how you may recall that information better. So that's really interesting study there. And but gotta love that. So super duper. Thank you very much for joining us. And you can find her on Facebook. We posted that link, and we'll post when you update the page with a lot of the the cliff notes for today's show. So I can just link it over. We'll definitely do that. And I'll get with you after the show this afternoon to see how I can get some of that those oils and ingredients for the baby wipes / counter wipes and things like that we use here, like crazy. So save us some money and be a little bit more natural. So thank you very much for coming on, and we'll see you next month.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you. Bye-bye. How awesome is that? What a great show. I'm getting to love the show so much. And but gotta love it. It's, again, brand new show, essential oils. It is hot, hot, hot right now all over the country. Even Peter Brown, the chicken doctor, on Monday, just yesterday, is talking about, and he has for weeks on, the essential oils, oil of oregano, treating birds. You've got commercial farms now, huge mammoth commercial chicken farms, the Purdue's, the Tyson's, big boys, starting to implement some oil of oregano versus the antibiotic, trying to eliminate the antibiotic use. They're not blind and they're not stupid. May not like their practices. Dead birds don't pay bills. You know, the antibiotic resistance that we're having to the antibiotics and the chickens that we're eating and the food that we're eating becoming a health problem with us, they are looking at alternative. It is fact. You can go look and Google the stories and the studies where these big, big chicken manufacturers are trying to go to and are using and studying oil of oregano and seeing the great effects of that instead of pumping antibiotics in their animals. So how cool is that? Now, I guess the scary thing is, being the conspiracy theorist that I am, is that we always hear these stories about, hey, this is all natural. It works. We better ban that. you know, or wait, we better patent that and make a drug out of it and sell it, and then nobody else can use it except us, and they have to buy it from us. So we have to, you know, I wouldn't doubt starting to see a lot of that come, oh, we have to ban this, we have to make it illegal, because guess what? It works, and it's all natural. So just remember, folks, every single drug approved safe by the FDA, every single drug that has been recalled by the FDA for being unsafe, okay, every single drug recalled by the FDA as unsafe, causing death, was once approved just fine and dandy by the FDA at one point. Okay, keep that in mind. So, great show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hey, tomorrow we've got Garden Wise Living with Arlena. You love that show. You love her wine. And we'll have a Garden Wise Living episode tomorrow, year-round gardening. And then this Thursday, Growing Grain and Fodder for Livestock and Chickens with Richard Foodenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine. You can get this information nowhere on the planet, folks. Right here, the correct information for your backyard poultry, keeping them healthy. No useless blog, no useless forum, where it's just rumor after rumor. How many times have we called them out on this bad information that could cost your chickens your lives? That's all we do here. Bring on the experts in their field to share the knowledge, whether it be essential oils, backyard chickens, homesteading, gardening, right here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. And we thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you'll tune in all week, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, that's www.facebook.com/Purple Lotus Oils. Go visit her right now and tell her hello. Talk to you soon. Have a great day. God bless. Oh,